you are going to listen to four business people talking about how to boost cultural tourism in the Salzkammergut. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the speakers with their statements A to L. There are two extra statements that you should not use. Write your answers in the boxes provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Welcome everyone to our focus group on tourism in the Salzkammergut, Austria. Let me just quickly introduce who's here. This is Tina. She's a member of the European Tourism Association. Andre organises Belgian coach holidays to Austria. Laura is a hotel manager based in the Salzkammergut. And finally Patrick. His field is event management. He's American, but works in Vienna. We are first going to share our ideas and then enter into a discussion. As we are pressed for time, I'll get straight down to business, if that's okay. I'll give the word to Tina first.
Thanks. Well, as you know, the town of Bad Ischl has been chosen to be the European Cultural Capital in 2024. So at the European Tourism Association, we expect tourism to continue to increase in that area. Overall, more and more big groups tend to visit a small number of sites for a very short time and leave on the same day. This clearly is not a trend we should support. We should rather have a healthy mix of slow tourism and mainstream group trips. We're not trying to ban big groups altogether, but would like to develop offers that focus more on the local traditions. One idea would be to create 3-day packages around special dates when local festivals take place. If we got operators to pay more attention to small groups and cultural tourism, we might be able to help tourists get a better understanding of the area that they're visiting. The more specialised programmes we can come up with, the better. This way, the people get an incentive to look below the surface and might come back to discover more.
Andre, would you like to say something next?
Thank you, Tina, for bringing this up. On our popular bus tours from Belgium to Austria, we've had to deal with so many huge groups to the Salzkammergut recently. Looking beyond the surface just does not work this way. Simply take the standard trip to Hallstatt. All you can do is quickly walk through the center, allow 20 minutes for taking pictures, and return to the bus. You cannot give anyone a feel for the local culture, let alone the beauty of the area. No walk along the scenic Solarleitungsweg path to Bad Geusern, no visit to the Bone House. If you ask me, I'd go for limiting group sizes and fixing a minimum amount of days to explore the local traditions and customs. This area is so rich in history. Just think of Bad Ischl. We could start a guided tour pointing out all the villas where famous composers and poets stayed in the days of the emperor instead of just the standard visit to the Kaiservilla. In St. Wolfgang, for example, we should take a walk up to the Calvary Church and enjoy the magnificent view of the whole area. I could go on with all sorts of examples.
Ah, yes. Laura?
I totally see your point, but as a hotel manager, I have to say that hotels in the Salzkammergut also benefit from day trips by big groups. We had many such groups for lunch last summer, which was good business. But obviously, there are also small family-run businesses in gorgeous remote places as well. They would love to have smaller groups that investigate the area. Some ideas for sporty people would be a ride up Katrin Mountain and hiking along the Seven Lake View track with a meal in one of the small restaurants up on the mountain. Speaking of less mainstream things, how about guided e-mountain bike tours? There's a really good e-bike rental in Gorsau. We could offer a package in August during the Seitelpfeifertage, you know, when traditional musicians with their wooden flutes gather on the mountains and play in front of the mountain huts. Or how about promoting the Salzkammergut around the beginning of the year? Bookings traditionally go down during that time.
Patrick, can you add anything more?
Yeah, I agree. For us in event management, business is really slow during the winter months. Thanks for bringing this up, Laura. Cultural packages including Krippelras and the Glücklelauf on the 5th of January might attract groups. One time we actually made a great event out of the whole thing with a group of Americans. We chartered a boat to visit all the displays of handmade nativity scenes around Wolfgangsee. Snacks and drinks were served during the boat rides. The day ended with watching the colorful Glückler procession through the center of Bad Ischl and a dinner of local specialties. We loved organizing it, and the group was thrilled. What's also becoming more popular is having dinner at a local restaurant while a tourist guide gives a short presentation on the area. Tourists nowadays seem to be happy seeing one site and then maybe getting some more information over dinner. We often do that in Gmunden when the groups come back from an excursion on Grünberg or a walk on the treetop path there. It's okay, but I strongly feel that tourism should be about diving into the culture a bit and moving away from short, mainstream events.
Welcome everyone to our focus group on tourism in the Salzkammergut, Austria. Let me just quickly introduce who's here. This is Tina. She's a member of the European Tourism Association. André organises Belgian coach holidays to Austria. Laura is a hotel manager based in the Salzkammergut. And finally, Patrick. His field is event management. He's American, but works in Vienna. We are first going to share our ideas and then enter into a discussion. As we are pressed for time, I'll get straight down to business, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give the word to Tina first.
Thanks. Well, as you know, the town of Bad Ischl has been chosen to be the European Cultural Capital in 2024. So at the European Tourism Association, we expect tourism to continue to increase in that area. Overall, more and more big groups tend to visit a small number of sites for a very short time and leave on the same day. This clearly is not a trend we should support. We should rather have a healthy mix of slow tourism and mainstream group trips. We're not trying to ban big groups altogether, but would like to develop offers that focus more on the local traditions. One idea would be to create three-day packages around special dates when local festivals take place. If we got operators to pay more attention to small groups and cultural tourism, we might be able to help tourists get a better understanding of the area that they're visiting. The more specialized programs we can come up with, the better. This way, the people get an incentive to look below the surface and might come back to discover more.
André, would you like to say something next?
Thank you, Tina, for bringing this up. On our popular bus tours from Belgium to Austria, we've had to deal with so many huge groups to the Salzkammergut recently. Looking beyond the surface just does not work this way. Simply take the standard trip to Hallstatt. All you can do is quickly walk through the center, allow 20 minutes for taking pictures, and return to the bus. You cannot give anyone a feel for the local culture, let alone the beauty of the area. No walk along the scenic Solarleitungsweg path to Bad Gäusern, no visit to the Bone House. If you ask me, I'd go for limiting group sizes and fixing a minimum amount of days to explore the local traditions and customs. This area is so rich in history. Just think of Bad Ischl. We could start a guided tour pointing out all the villas where famous composers and poets stayed in the days of the emperor instead of just the standard visit to the Kaiservilla. In St. Wolfgang, for example, we should take a walk up to the Calvary Church and enjoy the magnificent view of the whole area. I could go on with all sorts of examples.
Ah, yes. Laura?
I totally see your point, but As a hotel manager, I have to say that hotels in the Salzkammergut also benefit from day trips by big groups. We had many such groups for lunch last summer, which was good business. But obviously, there are also small family-run businesses in gorgeous remote places as well. They would love to have smaller groups that investigate the area. Some ideas for sporty people would be a ride up Katrin Mountain and hiking along the Seven Lake View track with a meal in one of the small restaurants up on the mountain. Speaking of less mainstream things, how about guided e-mountain bike tours? There's a really good e-bike rental in Gosau. We could offer a package in August during the Seitelpfeifertage, you know, when traditional musicians with their wooden flutes gather on the mountains and play in front of the mountain huts. Or how about promoting the Salzkammergut around the beginning of the year? Bookings traditionally go down during that time.
Patrick, can you add anything more?
Yeah, I agree. For us in event management, business is really slow during the winter months. Thanks for bringing this up, Laura. Cultural packages including Krippelras and the Glücklelauf on the 5th of January might attract groups. One time we actually made a great event out of the whole thing with a group of Americans. We chartered a boat to visit all the displays of handmade nativity scenes around Wolfgangsee. Snacks and drinks were served during the boat rides. The day ended with watching the colorful Glückler procession through the center of Bad Ischl and a dinner of local specialties. We loved organizing it, and the group was thrilled. What's also becoming more popular is having dinner at a local restaurant while a tourist guide gives a short presentation on the area. Tourists nowadays seem to be happy seeing one site and then maybe getting some more information over dinner. We often do that in Gmunden when the groups come back from an excursion on Grünberg or a walk on the treetop path there. It's okay, but I strongly feel that tourism should be about diving into the culture a bit and moving away from short, mainstream events.